Hello and welcome to FinShots Daily. In today's episode, we talk about why golden passports and visas are losing their shine. Before we start today's episode, we have a question for you. Do you want to be the one writing and editing the FinShots content that goes into our podcasts and our newsletters? Well, we might have a role for you that involves leading content initiatives on this front. If you have a background in finance or economics or narrative skills to transform dry financial data into engaging stories, then please apply using the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can sure buy you a spanking new citizenship that will probably provide visa-free access to over 150 countries in the world. It will give you a newfound freedom to travel like you've never done before. And that's fairly close to happiness, wouldn't you say? We're talking about golden passports and golden visas. If you can splash anywhere between $100,000 to $1 million, there are plenty of countries queuing up to take your money as a donation or an investment into real estate or infrastructure. And voila, you become the proud owner of a new passport or a residency permit in another country. Heck, you don't even need to live in that country to enjoy the benefits. Indians love this too. Nearly 10% of applications for golden visas and passports are from Indians. And every year, thousands of Indians are flocking to give up their navy blue passports in exchange for other ones. The US, Australia, Portugal, and Malta. And we already told you why they might be doing this. Ease of travel, being able to settle down elsewhere for a better quality of life, and access to countries to set up businesses more easily. It's quite an enticing prospect if you've got the cash. But you might be wondering, what's in it for countries? In most cases, it's about the money. Yes, even for the US, their government website says that the country created the Golden Visa program in 1990 to stimulate the US economy through job creation and capital investment by foreign investors. Sure, the US might not be raking in big bucks with this scheme, but in other cases, it's a big money spinner. Take the example of the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. It won its independence from the British in 1984 and then found that it didn't have much cash to run the country anymore. It had to import everything and it didn't have many natural resources to sell. And it thought the way out would be to trade its citizenship in return for money. Today, the scheme accounts for over 50% of the government's $377 million in revenue. So you would imagine that this gained popularity across the world too. Over 80 countries in the world had some sort of similar arrangement. But in the past few years, some countries have grown increasingly concerned about these schemes too. The European Union believes there's a trade in golden passports happening under their nose. A few months ago, they looked at the island of Dominica in the Caribbean, which sells citizenships to people who have $100,000 to spare. And they found that for a country of just 70,000 people, Dominica was being quite generous in welcoming foreigners. They had issued 34,500 passports, and that was four times more than what the government itself had declared. That's quite fishy, right? Why would a country even underreport these numbers? And that's when the EU realized that people from areas that they had labeled as high security due to corruption were lapping up the citizenship. We're talking about countries like Iran, Russia, China, Nigeria, and Libya. These folks would get visa-free access to most EU countries for a certain number of days every year. They could travel in and out as they pleased, and the EU began to worry about organized crime and money laundering activities too. But it wasn't just that. Since people who took these citizenships could then change names and identities and evade border controls and any sanctions or arrest warrants too, it would become an even greater threat. And if you want an example of that, just think of India's very own Mehul Choksi, the founder of Gitanjali Gems. He's alleged to have defrauded Punjab National Bank or PNB of crores of rupees and then ran away to the island of Antigua and Barbuda where he had taken up citizenship. So India couldn't quite bring him back to the country for justice. And yes, these sort of things happen. And to combat that, the EU wanted a power, the power to suspend a visa exemption for countries that sell citizenship to buyers who do not have a genuine link to the country, make them go through the rigmarole of submitting all their information. Or in their words, visa-free access to the EU should not be used as a commercial commodity to be sold and bought. And with the scrutiny rising in the past few years, countries have been tightening the screws. Montenegro and Cyprus have wound up their citizenship by investment route. Some of the Caribbean islands and Greece have increased the minimum amount that needs to be invested. and others in Europe, such as the UK and Spain, have ended their golden visa. Maybe money alone isn't going to buy happiness anymore. Let us know what you think about this by writing to us. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.